August is here. Summer is somewhat winding down. Boats are once again filling the small boat harbor here in Dillingham as another year's fishing is coming to a close. Well, sure, the Silvers are on the way, or already here, but even their presence is just another reminder of summer coming to a close. Caribou season is open, though that's not quite what it used to be. More on that likely to be shared in the coming weeks. Grouse season opens in a few days, and that has me excited. Moose season, for much of the area, opens in 2 weeks. That should have a lot of people excited. Thinking on that, on seasons to open and the transition from summer to fall, there is often a pattern to our seasons and years, isn't there? Well, I guess that can be true anywhere, but to my mind, when we have nature to help mark its milestones, it feels more certain. For some of us, I am one, that probably provides us a feeling of reassurance. For others, well, maybe it makes them restless or imbues a desire for change, to break free from what feels like a rut. Whatever your own feelings about it, in the words of country singer Tracy Lawrence, time marches on. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, education specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I guess something that comes to mind with me, and something I've seen used in jest a bunch on social media, is the idea made popular on The Lion King and by Elton John 26 years ago. 26. The circle of life. The idea that there is a pattern to it all that eventually comes back around to where it all began. Ever actually listen to the words from that song? Beyond the chorus. Here's a few. From the day we arrive on the planet, and blinking step into the sun, there's more to be seen than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. As I continue in my own life, now into its fifth decade, I see a lot of truth to those words. Circles we see in life can be with anything. Seasons, stuff related to family, holidays. I even have something of a circle of life to my work life, though it's been knocked kind of loopy this year. And those circles don't have to be about the outdoors, but for many of us who choose to live here, they are, and often strongly so by our own choice. How many of you live for that part of our annual circle that happens between the 20th of this month and the 15th of the next? Or the different parts that have just largely finished, tied to the salmon in both commercial and subsistence harvest? How many of you mark a part of your calendar based on the geese and ducks coming back in the spring? Or filling your freezers with berries, much of that happening right now? Do you take solace in the fact that these things happen every single year? Yeah, me too. So why the philosophical mood today? It's likely an amalgam of a number of things. In fact, I am thinking about moose season, and plotting and scheming with my hunting buddy about just what our plans will be for this year. Note to self, still need to get down and get my moose tag. Also, I just sent my oldest daughter off yesterday, as she returns to the lower 48 in anticipation of college starting back up. School is certainly a part of the circle for many. My youngest is about to start her senior year of high school, however that might look. I'm pushing to finish summer things, such as getting my cabin to a stopping point before winter. So there are a lot of things, and frankly, for me, most of them are tied to the outdoors. So it possibly is also for many of you listening. A different take on that circle of life thing is thinking about the generations of people. I had a conversation recently with a friend on a topic he brought up about how much tougher people used to be than they seem to be now. That's been something I've talked about on here before, and I had that two-part field notes show many years ago about a guy who back in 1952 spent his first year out of college helping collect rock samples from around Bristol Bay. I won't rehash that except to say that he was mighty tough, though he might not have thought about it in those terms at the time. That was just simply life. The things that are important to us, the qualities and characteristics that we want our kids and their kids to have, that's certainly an element to a version of the circle of life. An outdoor lifestyle, that's on me as a dad to make sure is passed on to my kids, and hopefully someday to my grandkids. Most of what makes me, me, came from my grandpa, and I'm sure he got what he had from his dad or his grandpa. I have 3 kids. I have not always been the best dad, Most of the time I have tried, and more so as I've gotten older. I do believe all three of my kids have an appreciation for the outdoors. My son is the oldest. He just turned 30 earlier this week. Maybe that's why some of this is floating around in my head. And he's living in an urban environment in the lower 48. He doesn't do much outdoors these days, but when he can, he tries to, and talks glowingly about his experiences growing up, and is very supportive of outdoor-related issues. So that kind of feels like a win in the dad column, I guess. My oldest daughter is in college. As I mentioned, she just headed back. She talks to me a lot even while away. We're very close. She loves to be outdoors, and we were able to get out and fish some this summer. She tells me about conversations she has with kids down there, about killing and eating caribou and trapping and, in my humble opinion, intelligently defending such a lifestyle to kids who have no idea what any of this is like. Again, that feels like a win. And then there's my youngest, who the other day sent me a photo of a kid with a moose, reinforcing to me that she really wants to get a moose this year. Like I don't already know that. She's kind of persistent. Maybe it's a failing on my part that she hasn't gotten one yet. But she does have a nice fat caribou and a really large brown bear to her credit from earlier this year. Honestly, she's probably the most grounded in the outdoors of my three kids and the most capable. Maybe a product of me being more aware as I've gotten older, with her being the youngest? Perhaps. Definitely a win to this point. The point to that is that in terms of an outdoor lifestyle, relating to the many activities and passions we all have related to an outdoors circle of life, we have the opportunity to pass that along and to make a difference. Maybe it's our kids, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a family member, but someone close to us and who hears what we're saying. Maybe it's a complete stranger. That oldest daughter of mine, she's had conversations she struck up with complete strangers on an airplane, talking about growing up here and the lifestyle we live. Sometimes she's met with people who are interested and receptive. At other times, not so much so. But a part of the circle of life, one of the many forms to it, to me, is sharing what we know and what we hold to be dear, and hoping it takes hold and carries on. Again, I'm not holding myself up to be any kind of exemplary parent. I have a mountain of faults and have failed my kids in many ways. I am, however, aware enough to know that the things that are a part of any given year for me, my own circle of life as it applies to my daily living, will only continue if I try to pass them on and make them important to others as well. Which brings me back around to the idea of a circle of life as it applies to our seasons, and getting ready for that change and the things we do outdoors during those seasons. I sincerely hope everyone listening had a successful season with salmon, on whatever level that might have been. For those who might still be in the thick of it, I'm certainly pulling for you. For those who have made berry picking a calendar event for years or even decades, here's hoping that it's a good year for berries and that you're able to find all that you need. I'm going to leave caribou alone for the moment. Again, that'll likely be a topic in the future. But other seasons. Grouse is something to get excited about. Over the past few weeks, I've seen a lot of grouse along our roads here around Dillingham, including a lot of young of the year. I don't know if that means it was a good year for grouse, but it sure seems like I've seen more than normal, so perhaps. I'm thinking there are some sunny fall days in my future, when me and the youngest venture out to find a few for the pot. Her with her 20-gauge and me with, well, I'm not sure. My 22 pistol? Maybe. My old Savage Model 24 with its 20-gauge barrel? Quite possibly. The main thing will be making it a good experience for her, and in doing so, it will definitely be a good experience for me. And then there's moose season. A lot of people will likely be headed upriver early, for those in Dillingham and east of here. If you're hearing this and you live somewhere else, maybe your season opens later, or your destination is totally different. As the phrase goes, your mileage may vary. Some folks like to get out early, and that's a part of their annual circle of life. And it may be as simple for them as there are more bulls available on opening day than at any other point in the season. That's a very simple mathematical fact. I tend to like to hunt later in the season, well into September, and for many reasons. I like that the bulls, ever so close to mating season, are more receptive to calling. I like how it's cooler, maybe even with some overnight frost at times, and often with less bugs, and feels more like actual fall than late summer. While I hunt for meat, I like how the antlers look, out of velvet and hard bone and brown and polished. I like how a cup of hot coffee, to me, tastes better early on a mid-September morning than it does on an August morning. I like an actual evening chill to make a campfire feel that much more inviting and comforting. But then, those are some of the aspects to this time of year that are a part of the circle of life I try to choose and make a part of my annual hunt. Here's a few more lines from that theme song from The Lion King. Some of us fall by the wayside, and some of us soar to the stars, and some of us sail through our troubles, and some have to live with the scars. Get outdoors and immerse yourself in your own circle of life. See those stars firsthand. Sail through those troubles. And remember that scars just mean that you were there, and you lived, and you were involved. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.